Tomorrow is the end of this year's open enrollment period to sign up for Medicare. So if you're about to hit 65 or are older or have parents that age, listen up, because Medicare is confusing. There's A, B, C, D, and then supplemental plans like Medigap, and there are 10 of those. But Julie Rovner is here. She's chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So we have a two-track conversation here. Yes, there's this open enrollment going on. I want to talk about that. But there's also just plain signing up for Medicare when you are about to turn 65. Something I'm hearing a lot anecdotally, people saying, I don't need Medicare. I have a great job and I have great employer insurance. For instance, I have a friend who just ignored this mailer that came telling him to do something about Medicare, whatever he didn't think about. He's too busy working. And then he had a health crisis, first in a hospital, then rehab. Then suddenly he was paying $2,000 a day that his insurance didn't pick up, but plain old Medicare would have as a secondary. He had no idea.
You know, what's really important is that Medicare is much beloved, but it's also very complicated. Mm-hmm. There are actually sort of three types of open enrollment for Medicare. The one that we're in now that ends at the end of this week is the time when anybody on Medicare can change their plan. But every single person has their own open enrollment. The first one comes when you turn 65, when you are eligible if you've worked 10 years, 40 quarters, to sign up for Part A, which is the hospital part, hospital and nursing home part of Medicare. And that's free. You don't have to pay a premium if you've worked enough quarters, but you need to sign up for it. And the other part is Part B. That's the outpatient part of Medicare. And when you stop working, if you no longer have employer insurance, that's when you sign up for Part B and Part D, which is the prescription drug part. I know it's really confusing.
Let's do a review since we don't have a whiteboard. This is radio. So that first part, the just kind of signing up for Medicare Part A, which is hospital, even if you already have insurance, that's the part that can be your secondary and pick up extra costs that your employer insurer might not cover.
Absolutely correct. If you're already on Social Security, you'll be signed up for Part A automatically. But if you're still working, you have to affirmatively tell Social Security, yes, I'm still working, but I'm turning 65. I want Part A. It's really important to do that if you work for an employer with fewer than 20 employees, because in that case, Medicare becomes your primary insurer. Mm-hmm. If you work for a larger firm, it becomes your secondary insurer. So what your employer insurance doesn't pay, Medicare might.
Okay, so that's this first, as you call it, open enrollment. It's your own personal open enrollment, and anyone else who shares your birthday, you get a mailing. Don't throw it away. You have to respond. If you are in a company and already have great insurance, it will supplement that. If you're in a very small company, this becomes your insurance. Okay, so that's the first thing. So talk more about what's happening now. And you mentioned that there's different kinds of Medicare. There's the Part A, hospital, Part B, that's, you know, doctors, all that kind of medical care. Let's say you just had that Part A the first time you registered. Now you don't have that job anymore. There's an open enrollment and you're realizing, my employer insurance is gone. You need to think about what?
Then you have to think about what kind of supplemental insurance you want, because for all of how wonderful Medicare is for most of its beneficiaries, it doesn't cover a lot of things. So you will need some kind of supplement. You can stay in the traditional Medicare program where you can go to any doctor or hospital you want. Then you can buy a Medigap plan, a supplemental plan that covers most of the gaps in Medicare, your deductibles and your copayments. And then you can buy a Part D plan, a prescription drug plan that comes separately. And those are the things that you can change during open enrollment every year. Or you can go into what's called a Medicare Advantage plan, which is Part C, which is a private plan that covers almost everything that Medicare doesn't, including drugs, sometimes dental and vision coverage. The trick with those is that once you've joined, you might not be able to go back to traditional Medicare and get a traditional supplement. Also, you must go and see only the providers that are signed up with that plan. So you have a much more limited group of providers. Those things are what you can change during the open enrollment every year that we're in now.
Okay, a review again is needed. So you have A for hospital, B for doctor and all that stuff, D for drugs. And then there's a C that might give you all of that, but it restricts the hospitals that you can go to.
And that's exactly right. And the doctors.
And there's a Medigap, which you can apply to buying A, hospital, B, doctor services, things like that, and D, drugs, that covers some of the gaps in those, like like deductibles. And so as you buy these, are they shaped to you if you have a pre-existing condition, if you smoke or something? How does that affect Medicare purchase?
No, they're not at the beginning. When you're first eligible, everybody can buy a Medigap policy for the same price. The trick with the Medigap policies is that they are standardized, so they don't all cover the same things. They don't all cover the same amounts. There's several of them. And good thing about Medicare, there's a lot of places to go for help. There are senior centers that have assigned counselors. There are federal and state programs. Because it is complicated, and you do need somebody to walk you through it.
Yeah. Well, and you are helping us now, and we so appreciate it. You mentioned something I want to go back to. You said once you go to the Medicare Advantage, this plan that gives you A, B, and D, it's very hard to go back at another open enrollment to just traditional Medicare, maybe just the A and B, hospital and doctor's care. Why is it hard to go back?
Because the Medigap plans, the private supplemental plans, they only have guaranteed issue when you are first eligible. So if you go into a Medicare Advantage plan, a managed care plan, and then you get sick and you decide it doesn't have the doctors you want and you want to go back to traditional Medicare, you can go back to traditional Medicare, but you might not be able to get a regular Medigap plan anymore because now you have a pre-existing condition and now you're outside of that guaranteed issue window. So It can be tricky to go back and forth. A lot of people get caught in that trap.
Right. Look, Julie Rovner, you're not a consultant, and yet I'm going to ask you, what's the benefit of getting the A, hospital coverage, the B, doctors and all those services, the D, drug prescriptions, as opposed to C, the Medicare Advantage? Why is one better than the other?
One isn't better than the other, and this is one of those cases where it's good to have choices because some things are going to definitely be better for some people and other things are going to be better for other people. Part of it is how important it is to you to stick with your doctor if you have one and whether that doctor is part of a Medicare HMO or not. If you're very comfortable with your healthcare providers and they don't belong to one of these managed care plans, then you probably want to stay in traditional Medicare. If you're really worried about out-of-pocket spending and you want those extra benefits and you're okay with being in a managed care plan, a lot of people now turning 65 have been in managed care for a long time. That's why we're actually seeing enrollment go up. Those people are perfectly happy in Medicare Advantage. So it's a very individual choice.
Yeah. And Medigap, what should people look for to make sure it covers what they need?
You know, in some ways, it's a lot like car insurance. Sort of the more you pay in premiums, the less you'll pay out of pocket if you get sick and vice versa. So you really need to look at the different Medigap plans, what they cover, what the premiums are, you know, where you're comfortable with having a lot of insurance or not so much insurance and what you might be exposed to.
Now, this 10 types of plans, we understand, and some plans pick up coinsurance costs for nursing facilities. Some don't. Drug costs aren't included in Medigap.
No, because they're in Part D.
Right, in Part D.
They used to be in Medigap.
Right. And all but one plan pays in full or in part for Medicare's hospital deductible. So if you know you're going to be, you know, we can't always know, but sometimes you do know you're going to be visiting hospitals, well, be thinking about the deductible when you pick up a Medigap. What's the biggest mistake people make, Julie, when they sign up?
I think one of the big mistakes people make is missing that open enrollment period. And remember, as we said, there's several of them. You get sort of two for yourself, and then there's one every year. But if you miss signing up when you were supposed to sign up, you could pay a penalty into perpetuity. So you would have to pay a higher premium. And that does happen to a lot of people. So, you know, you do get a lot of mail, and a lot of them are ads. But it's really important to, as you're reaching 65 or as you're preparing to retire from your job, if you have employer health insurance, to really find out when those deadlines are and to meet them.
Well, and just the bottom line, so many people 65 and older are working. And that notion that you could go in for the unexpected, knee replacement, and you don't show your Medicare card because that's nothing to me, I have insurance, that Medicare card could pick up extra costs and you don't even know it.
Yeah, this is the part of Medicare that people say, I've worked for this all my life and I've earned it. You have and you should sign up for it.
Yeah. There you go. Julie Rovner, Chief Washington Correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Thanks so much, Julie.
Thank you.